Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad, 德瑜。
In Chinese culture, we often respond to someone's praise by saying, oh, it's nothing.
在我们华人的文化里，对于别人给我们的赞美，我们常常会回答说，哦，那没什么啦。
But Western people would often just say thank you.
但是呢，西方人士就会直接说谢谢你。
Which one is better?
哪一种回答是比较好呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言27章21节。
The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives.Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21.
箴言二十七章二十一节，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，人的称赞也是炼人。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思。
The crucible, crucible, C-R-U-C-I-B-L-E.Crucible.
The crucible. Crucible 就是鼎、啊、就是一种容器然后可以加热的那个鼎、啊、Crucible. C-R-U-C-I-B-L-E. Crucible. 鼎可以用来做什么呢
For silver. Silver. S-I-L-V-E-R. Silver.
The crucible for silver. 鼎是用来提炼、啊、来烧一直烧然后来提炼出银子的、啊、银子叫 silver S-I-L-V-E-R silver 所以鼎为了提炼银子然后呢
And the furnace furnace F-U-R-N-A-C-E furnace
furnace 就是炉子或火炉叫做 furnaceFurnace, furnace, 炉子用来做什么呢
For gold, gold, G-O-L-D, gold.
For 就是为了什么 ,gold 就是金子 ,G-O-L-D, gold. 所以炉子就是为了来提炼金子。
But man is tested, tested.T-E-S-T-E-D, tested.
But, 就是但是呢 man, 人呢 is tested. Tested 就是被试验的意思叫做 tested. T-E-S-T-E-D, 人被试验被什么试验呢
By the praise he receives. Praise. P-R-A-I-S-E, praise.
Man is tested.人被试验被什么呢 by the praise 被那个称赞、啊、被称赞所试验被他所收到的称赞所试验 praise 就是称赞赞美 P-R-A-I-S-E praise he receives 他所收到的称赞会试炼他所以中文圣经把这一小段翻译成人的称赞也是恋人。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold but man is tested by the praise he receives.Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21.
箴言二十七章二十一节，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，人的称赞也是炼人。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
In Chinese culture, we often respond to someone's praise by saying, oh, it's nothing.
在我们华人的文化里，对于别人给我们的赞美，我们常常会回答说，哦，那没什么啦。
But Western people will often say, thank you.
但是西方人士就会直接说，谢谢你。
Which one is better?
哪一种回答比较好呢？
In different cultures, we tend to value different attributes.
在不同的文化里，我们倾向来重视不同的特质。
Westerners compliment to praise others.
西方人士呢，夸奖别人就是要表扬他们。
Establish solidarity.
增加团队的凝聚力。
And encourage.
而且要鼓励别人。
In Chinese culture,
在我们华人的文化呢，
compliments are generally expressions of admiration of others.
我们夸奖呢，常常就是对于别人啊、整体的一种仰慕，或者是啊、一种敬佩的一种表达。
Modesty is a valued virtue in Chinese culture.
在我们华人文化里，谦虚是一个非常被重视的美德。
So if you just respond with thank you.
所以如果你对别人的夸奖直接回答说谢谢你。
It seems impolite and arrogant.
好像就觉得呢不礼貌，或是让人觉得你骄傲。
There is no good or bad.
其实这当中没有什么好或不好的回答。
They are just different values.
只是不同的价值观。
We just need to respect each culture and their differences.
我们就是应该要尊重每一种文化，并且要尊重他们当中的不同。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21.
箴言27章21节，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，人的称赞也是炼人。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。